you might have had a habit to not check your email first thing in the morning, and then one day you might have, you know, picked up your phone and gone, oh yeah, I'll have a quick look, that can't hurt. Next thing you know, you're on your laptop while you're having breakfast, you know, and it just becomes habit to do the wrong thing and to stray from that path. Hello and welcome to the PyBytes podcast, where we talk about Python, career, and mindset. We're your hosts. I'm Julian Sequeira.
And I am Bob Beldebos. If you're looking to improve your Python, your career, and learn the mindset for success, this is the podcast for you. Let's get started. Welcome back to the PyBytes podcast. This is Bob Beldebos. I'm here with...
Julian Sequeira.
How you doing, man?
Almost forgot my name. I'm good, man. How are you?
We're off to a great start.
It's a good lead into today's episode, I think.
Are you distracted?
See, this wasn't even intentional. It just happened. Yes. So that's the point of the episode today, everyone, is that we wanted to talk about being distracted, about deep work, about the overwhelm, about all those things, and more so than just tell you about it. We wanted to just recount what's been happening with us over the past, you know, couple of weeks, what we've noticed. So, Bob, do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, because this is not the first time we talk about productivity or deep work for that matter, right?
No. We talked about, I think it was almost a year ago now, but still, it's something we should talk about more often, I guess.
Yeah, so the reason we talk about today is that you can be very well on track, and then it's insidious.
Well, I knew you were going to say it.
anyway, in that you kind of slip off. It's a disciplinary thing, and you have to keep it up. And lately, we were noticing that we definitely got deep work in. I mean, it's part of our habits and rituals and stuff, but it definitely, like, we let distractions come through more. And and then now we're kind of back on track. I mean, we're not ignoring people, obviously. We're still very responsive, but I think we manage it better. And this all came from stepping away and pausing and reflecting over the weekend, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Over the weekend, we did this weekend, like 2 days ago, we realized that, wow, there's so much that we're letting slip, or so many, not even letting slip with regards to, you know, people who work with us, of course not, but more so around what we want and what we want to work towards, the goals that we've set, the things we're working towards in general. We've slightly skewed from that, or strayed from that path, I should say, to just be responsive more than anything and reactive. And that's the thing that actually triggered me. So the first thing I'll say here is for everyone listening, you don't even realize it's happening. It's so tiny, incremental. It's such small little things that are starting to veer you off the course that you were on to reach your goals, and you don't even realize it. It might be that some of your habits are starting to stray. Like, hey, you might have had a habit to not check your email first thing in the morning, and then one day you might have, you know, picked up your phone and gone, oh yeah, I'll have a quick look, that can't hurt. Next thing you know, you're on your laptop while you're having breakfast, you know, and it just becomes habit to do the wrong thing and to stray from that path. And so for me, it was that I found, and I realized this over the weekend, when I did sit down to come and work on PyBytes stuff, it was very reactionary stuff. It was very reactive content, and that I was filling my time with. And so that could have been responding to Slack messages. That could have been responding to emails. It could have been doing whatever that was coming in at that time versus, you know, limiting the time I spend on that and actually dedicating time to the projects and things I wanted to work on that would get me closer to the goal. So did you have anything like that happening, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I got it with the gym as well. Like, didn't go one day, slipped a diet another day. It's all habits. That's what I would like to stress from what you were saying. Yeah, but I can definitely recognize, like, doing reactive work intermixed with deep work is not working. So I think we're now better able to compartmentalize that. For example, for me, I do most of my meetings in the afternoon. And then in the morning, I have a very big block for solid work, and that works really well. So it's a matter of structuring your days, and I think also setting the expectations that you might not give a response immediately. Now, don't get us wrong, we're still very responsive, and it's a high priority for us. We talk with a lot of people, but there's a difference between doing that in one block versus interrupting deep work with constant responsiveness. I mean, we still do an equal well job in responding, but just by having it in a separate block and not interrupting things that require a lot of thinking, like coding or strategizing, marketing, whatever you're working on, is a big difference for us.
Mm. And, you know, part of, as you were saying, you have to structure your day, right? It's not something you do daily. I would recommend for most people here listening, do it at the start of the week. You know, sit there first thing on a Monday morning and don't get swept up in the week. Don't check your email, what came in over the weekend, what's happening. Spend the first 15 minutes planning out your week. And for us, that's my Monday night, Bob, your lunchtime on Monday, when we sync up and we plan out the whole week. We pop it in our shared calendar, what we're working on for the entire week when we connect in the hours that we cross over, and we get it done. And we've been doing that this whole time. It's just, for me, the thing that wasn't working was when we weren't together working for accountability, working on something at the same time, whether it be an email or, you know, this podcast or something. On either side, my time was very haphazard, and I might have blocked out the time for Pie Bites, but I wasn't explicit with what I was doing in that, say, half hour block or 1 hour block or whatever it is. And, you know, then I'd be, oh, okay, I've got to respond to this email. And while I'm doing that, I'd have another thought, and that would drag me away to something else. Slack would pop up, and you name it, you know, just any old distraction would pop in. And I'd get to the end of the night and feel like, okay, we accomplished something because we worked together, but what did I do by myself? You know, and little things were done, things were taken care of, but it wasn't moving. I hate to put it this way, but it wasn't moving the needle. I hate that term. I hate it so much, but it's true. It wasn't moving the needle with where we want to go. It wasn't moving us quickly enough. And so the solution for me that we kicked off yesterday was that I plan out explicitly what I'm doing in that time, and nothing else distracts me from it. So it's only a couple of hours, but, you know, even before this podcast, I refused to check Bob's notifications in our CMS tool. I refused to check his notifications because I said, no, I'm working on this. I'm going to get this mind mapping that I was dedicated to doing done. And that's what I focused until we met for this. So, and I find it's working. It's making me feel much more empowered with getting stuff done. I feel like I'm contributing more. I feel like I'm moving myself and us closer to the goal. And it just feels better. It feels really good. I'm energized again. I'm feeling good about all of this.
Yeah, because the bigger things get done, right? And there's also like the scientific argument, right? That whenever we get interrupted, it takes like a good 20-25 minutes to get back in the flow. And I never believed that. I couldn't see it. Like, no, you know, it's okay. I just did that email. And, yeah, I'm coding again 2 minutes later. But it's all, you know, it does happen. It does derail you, and that takes time, right? So
yeah. Well, it's also, you know, if you got pulled away from your code for an email for 30 seconds and came back to it, how much more slower are you coding as you draw yourself back into it, into that flow that you were potentially pulled out of?
Yeah, you might make mistakes more easily because you don't have the complete structure in your head anymore, right? Mm. But you think you have, but you haven't. Hey, this is Bob, and a quick break from our episode. We're right back because we want to give you an opportunity to learn about our Pie Bites Practical Productivity Pack.
Yep, this is a pack that is designed to help you be more productive. It's not as simple as that because there are so many pieces to productivity. There's mindset, and there's a heck of a lot of best practices to put into play here to really help you get there. And that's exactly what this course is designed to do.
So what's inside the pack?
All right. To start, there are 7 modules. And we start off with module 1, as you'd expect, which is all about a time audit. We move into goal setting, planning, habits, deep work, motivation, and end on perfectionism. These are really important pieces to help you break the habits you have, build good habits, and really start getting your productivity boosted.
And all this in less than 4 hours of concise video content. Check out more information about the course at PyBytesProductivity.com.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, so another thing for everyone listening is you need to be able to catch it. And you don't always know that you're even in that spot. So a surefire way to tell that you're in a spot of very little growth is that you're stagnating. Are things changing around you? Are you growing? Are you feeling frustrated about where you're at and how quickly you're moving towards what it is you're trying to achieve? Are you feeling overwhelmed? All sorts of things like that, you know, burnout, all these things come back to just not being in control of what it is that you're working on. And it can be, you know, crippling. It's frustrating. It can even be depressing, you know. And so one of the things is to just catch that it's happening. That's the first thing. And secondly, it's to analyze the situation. Get yourself some data on what it is that's happening to you. And this is something I've talked about on the podcast before. I mention it to all of our clients. Do a time audit. You know, get in there and analyze your time. And for me, I did that the other day. And sure enough, I found, okay, my productive times were when I was on a call with you, Bob, because again, as we've said before on the podcast, get yourself an accountability partner. So by sitting there with you, I was able to get stuff done. But when we weren't together, it was very haphazard. And my time audit caught that, you know, it caught what I was missing. And I was like, oh, okay. So I was supposed to do this. But really, I got distracted by this. And a lot of it was still PyBytes work, but it wasn't the stuff I'd set out to do. And, you know, I was talking with, and not to just keep yapping away here, Bob, but I was talking with, and a shout out to Luigi from PDM, one of our ex-PDMers. And he's feeling very, you know, out of control with work. And he's maybe even overwhelmed a little bit. And that's okay. Right. And one thing I said to him is, hey, we're in the same boat. I said, no one's perfect when it comes to this stuff. We can all get dragged back into it. Projects happen, business travel happens, family stuff comes up and throws our routine out, and we lose where we're at. The important thing is to just catch it, recognize it, and get the data and see what it is you can do. Just as we said before, right? Tiny steps. Doesn't have to be a huge change overnight. That's it. 2 hours tomorrow at the gym. It could just be, okay, I just need 5 minutes to go for a quick walk around the block or do some stretches in my bedroom or whatever it is, right? Start building that new routine back in. And I think that's a really effective way of doing it. And that's how it's working for us this week.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, the data is really important. I think it's the same with dieting, right? Like if you want to lose weight, well, start to keep track of what you're eating. Look at the calorie intake for a day. You might be surprised. Oh, I'm eating way more than I thought, you know, and that's then part of the issue you want to address, right? So it's always good to get the data. I also want to highlight again that we mostly take weekends off except for coding. Yep. And that's really good because that this whole deep work discussion actually started when we took the weekend off. And because otherwise you just keep going and you're just too much into it, right? And then you don't spot it, right? Mm-hmm. Take a step back and then all of a sudden you're like, wait, well, yeah, I'm actually acting haphazardly. I'm not working towards my bigger goals. And so it's really, it's one of our favorite productivity tracks. I mean, apart from the time audit and goal setting, it's actually take breaks, take the weekend off and let your other half, non-analytical brain or whatever, take over and give you those insights for free, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And it also comes with, and this is from the book that I've been reading. And I mentioned this a few weeks back. I actually put the book on pause to read a different book, but I've gotten back into it. And it's that Create Space book. and creating space for you to relax, creating space for you to reflect. You know, if you're getting to the end of your workday and you have no idea what you've done, you're feeling like you haven't accomplished anything, feeling overwhelmed, stressed, you know, you need to key in a few minutes at the end of your day to reflect on what worked well for the day. It might sound a bit, you know, woo-woo and all that stuff, but it actually helps to sit there. And I encourage this to Ben, one of our new PDMers the other day. You know, I said, set an alarm for, you know, 4:45 before you finish for the day at 5, and use that time to get everything out of your brain, write it down, prepare for, say what it is that you were thinking, what you were working on. And that way, when you come in the next day, you're fresh and ready to go. You've given yourself permission to switch off for the day. And you can also use that time to reflect on the day and say, what went well? What could I do better tomorrow tackling these same projects or these meetings and whatnot? And for me, that creating space allowed me to see that, oh, wow, I've completely lost sight of the goal and working towards it. And that's what it's just allowed me to pick up. So I'm really happy.
Or like Hemingway, just drop your pencil mid-sentence. Or leave a bug in your code and come back next day. Definitely get you focused.
It'll still be there. The work will be there. The people will be there. You're entitled to your own time. So there you go.
Awesome. Anything else? Nice. I think this
no.
Well covers it, right?
Yeah, I think that was it. I thought that was a good topic. I think a lot of people with the things happening in the world and, you know, potentially returning to work, going back to offices, whatever it might be, even changing jobs with everything happening.
That's a good point. Back to office. Totally, yeah. And the tooling as well, right? The Slack, and it's all so interruptive. And then the expectation is almost there that, well, we use Slack, so you better respond. Well, yeah, but not again, away. I want to quote that essay, right? Makers versus managers schedule. It's just a classic, right, from Paul Graham. Mm-hmm. Like engineers are not should not be on a manager's schedule. Meaning, yeah, like we should have deep stretches of time to code, because it's a very, you know, you need a lot of focus for that, right?
Yeah. You should be able to just disappear and into the code and resurface 3 hours later and be like, well, it's lunchtime. Sweet.
That's how we are most valuable.
So hopefully you found that useful perhaps maybe a bit reassuring that everyone goes through this, even us, the people who talk about being productive. We still go through it and use the same techniques that we talk about with everyone, so, and find them useful. So there you go.
Yeah, it's something you constantly need to work on. So in that sense, we highly recommend, I think I can speak for you as well, Cal Newport's Deep Work book, right?
No, you can't speak. No, of course you can. Yeah, definitely. Deep Work is the book. And this Create Space book as well that I'm still going through. I haven't finished it, but definitely paying for itself already.
Yeah, I'm lining that up for next week. And also, now we're on the books, right? I picked up Matt Walker's Why We Sleep Again, trying to finish that. Because that's the thing. Sleep can be a whole episode in itself, but like the better you manage that, the more you get control on giving in to distraction. Basically, you construct your willpower, right? So sleep is like super important.
Well, it's true. And I love that you pointed that out on the weekend, as I was saying, I averaged 3 hours of sleep per night last week because of the baby teething. And you pointed it out. I'm like, yeah, I know. Thank you.
One day.
So yeah, I really appreciated that message. Thank you.
So there are some books. And we also got sent a great article about deep work by Jean-Paul. Shout out. We will link that below as well. That was, I think that definitely put some good oil in the fire for us when we were talking
that one
about
was
it.
Good. Yeah. Stoked the flames. That one was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right.
All right. Well, I think
what do you
want
to talk about next week?
We've got a list. I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I want to tell the story about PyBytes CMS.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that one. Okay. And then we'll save the other topic for the week after. So we'll talk about our new CMS app that we created next week. That's going to be a very exciting. Quite enjoy it.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to that one. Yeah. All right, man.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, everyone, for tuning in every week. We appreciate you, appreciate your time. We hope that we've made your drive or shower or washing dishes or whatever it is you're doing right now as you listen a little more enjoyable. And Bob, thank you for joining me. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. As always, for feedback, send us an email to info@PyBytes, and we're back next week. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. To hear more from us, go to PyBytes/friends. That is pybit.es/friends and receive a free gift just for being a friend of the show.
And to join our thriving Slack community of Python programmers, go to PyBytes/community. That's pybit.es/community. We hope to see you there and catch you in the next episode.